Welcome to the realm of magic and mystery, classic horror and sci-fi. You are now entering the House of the Unusual podcast with your hosts, Eddie and Joe.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's podcast. Now, for the last 2 weeks, we haven't had any podcasts, and the reason for that is I'm preparing for the first convention I'm ever doing, which is going to be Chiller Theater. It's going to be April 26th through the 28th in Parsippany, New Jersey, but it's going to be my first attendee, and I've been getting ready with a lot of new and exciting things that are going to happen in House of the Unusual. I wanted to say that I'm going to have there in person the Betts ball or the Victor ball that I have acquired from Florida, which is believed to be the original Betts ball. It's going to be in display. Anybody who's been wanting to see this should go out there and meet me. I'm going to be there in person. My brother's coming up from Florida to help me out, and it should be a fun time. I mean, I really don't know what to expect. It's going to be my first convention. I mean, I go to the convention each and every time, but I've never been to the convention doing the convention. I've gone as a guest. So, Chuck, how are you doing today, Chuck?
All right. Great being here. Great being back. And that sounds great, Eddie. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure you're going to get a big crowd at the convention, and there's going to be a lot of neat things going on.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to say, I'm going to be introducing some of the new books that House of the Unusual has been putting out. I ordered a couple of the copies to have them available for the show. Chuck, to my surprise, Chuck's wife, Sherry Caputo, a couple of months ago started putting together a book of her own, and she was submitting it for me. And, you know, through her and Chuck helping her, of course, I got the book together, and it started being sold about 5-6 days ago, give or take. And the book has been overwhelming. It actually outsold the other books we have in House of the Unusual.
I tell you what, that's a beautiful book, man. It really is. It's very detailed. There's a lot of stories that, you know, she's been married to me for almost 32 years. So, you know, being married to a colorful person like myself with all these crazy adventures doing magic, I mean, there's a lot of funny stories in there, anecdotes, some really, really cool stuff. It's, you know what, it's loaded with pictures, and I love the cover. I mean, you really did a great job on the cover, Eddie.
Let me tell you something. I was actually working on one, which is basically based on my life story, which is, you know, the stuff I've gone through with my kids and where I've seen a lot of miracles of God in my life. And that's why I always put Jesus Christ in the center of the picture because of all the miracles I've had. And, you know, thanks to God, I'm able to even have a collection like I have. Amen. You know, one thing I was going to say, that is right, Chuck, amen. One of the things I was going to say is I haven't heard in a while from Stupid Comics. Mr. David there has been very quiet. I don't know if he's, you know, his latest issue, what's going on. And I wanted to reach out, David, if you're listening, which I believe you hear this podcast every week. I would like to hear from you, buddy. I have come across a couple of great new friends, Chuck, that I've met. They've actually reached out to me. I'll mention three. You guys know that Richard Hillier has been in our podcast several times, and, you know, he's worked everything with Creepshow. He's worked with a lot of famous people and doing art, and the book How to Haunt with Magic has several pages of his art in there that people can actually acquire. Now, I had two interesting calls recently. One was from a guy named Ted. Now, Ted is, I believe, lives in Maryland, and he drives up to Jersey to see his grandson once a month. I'm going to be getting together with him. He is an older guy. He had a restaurant for, I believe, 46 years. And, you know, retired the restaurant, sold it, and he would do magic on the restaurant because I believe he had mentioned his mom had died of cancer. And he would do magic, and a lot of the patrons would say, hey, do you shows? And he goes, no, I don't get paid for this. I just do this. And he put a tip jar, and people started donating, and he started, he gave all the proceeds to the Breast Cancer, I think, Society. And he mentioned he raised over $800,000. And then what he did, he has a website, I believe it's called Something Valor. I got to remember, I'm going to put a link on the thing, but there is Valor, and what he does is old veterans and police officers that have been hurt in battle, or not in battle, you know, in the work line of duty, basically. He's put a couple of people together with him. There's about 11 people that donate their time, and they raise funds to help those people. Now, the thing that really intrigued me about him is he told me he had made 11 cars that he built from scratch, and he sent me some of the pictures of the cars he's built in his lifetime. He's a little bit over 60 now, and one of the greatest things is he actually built, or he's in the process of almost finishing, a Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost. I mean, I got some of the pictures of it, and I'm like thrown back that he even could acquire the parts to do something like that.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And then, Chuck, there's another person that blew my mind. This person has been creating products for me, and he worked, I believe, 40 years. I'm not going to say what company for, but he worked in the animation department. And he's a phenomenal artist. He's been doing a lot of nice things, and pretty soon I'm going to have a product that, well, I've been searching for many years, but it's going to be become available again thanks to this guy, and it will probably be as soon as maybe next week. There's also another surprise package that I'm putting together. I think I might actually make it debut in Chiller Theater. I'm not sure. But another exciting thing, guys, I've been talking to Chuck, that, you know, for some time now about doing a live auction. And what I'm talking about live auctions is like where I'm able to be, let's say, in the storage facility, take out a couple of the products and then put them in auction and go live. The thing with this, though, is that my problem is what type of software do I use? I mean, I can use StreamYard and basically go live in YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, which is used to be Twitter. I can go live in many of the sites, but the problem is how do you get people to place bids? Of course, there's software out there that's kind of expensive, and I didn't know if I was going to get into that cost just to see if it works or not. But apparently, God always has things around the corner for you. In June 22nd, I believe eBay is doing live auctions for the first time. Now, the difference is because a lot of people might say, hey, didn't eBay do live auction? I think in early 2000 or in the middle of 2000, eBay used to have live auctions. I'm not going to say exactly I knew how they were done because I only looked into it part-time. Even though I've been in eBay since 1998, I wasn't sure exactly how it was done. I never did it or tried. But this way, the one they're doing now is, I believe, is where you can actually be transmitting live. And people will be placing bids on your product. And I think, let's say, for example, a person puts the last bid in. If they put it before 5 seconds before the thing is over or whatever, eBay will give an additional 50 seconds or 5 seconds more to see if anybody's going to outbid that last bid. And then they'll notify people who won the product. Now, what's so exciting about this is that I've had a collection that right now it's a total of 3 10 by 15 storage units. I changed the 15 by 15 that I had to a 10 by 15. And then I also got 2 5x10. So altogether, I have 5 storages, and I'm trying to cut that down big time. And one of the things that I'm excited about is that one of the units, I kind of started doing it where it's displaying all the toys and stuff like that. And I would love to just start, you know, doing auctions and selling a lot of the stuff off so that I can make space, because right now that's what I lack, space. And what I like to do is cancel one of my units to get down to maybe 2 or 3, I mean, not 5, you know. Yeah. So, Chuck, those are all the new stuff that are coming our way. I've been very, very busy. I took a 2-week off with the podcast because I needed to finish moving the storage. And that was a 4-day task. It literally took me 4 whole days to change a 15-foot by 15-foot into a 10 by 15 and 2 5x10s.
Wow.
It was insane. And when I'm saying 4 whole days to finish 50% of it, I had done the other 50% over the last month because they gave me a free month in the units I got. So, you know, I spent, you know, about 2 or 3 weeks every week going for about 8, 9 hours, whatever it was. and then I would do it from there. So Chuck, in your neck of the woods, how are your shows doing and stuff?
Yeah, I've been really, really busy. I mean, I'm booked actually Friday, let's see, Sunday, then Monday. So yeah, it's like almost every other day. And you know what? The last week or so, myself, Sherry, both of my sons, we had that stomach virus that was going around. I mean, it's been out here all through Western Pennsylvania. I don't know if it's out where you were, but I tell you what, it's been crazy. I mean, half of my church had it. I mean, it's like everybody was sick, and I had it for about a week. I could not get rid of this thing.
You know what's funny about that when you're saying that, Chuck, is that, I mean, it's a change of weather, and everybody's under the weather. But in spite of all that, have you been able to do your shows with no problem?
Yeah, I've been pushing myself. It wasn't easy, you know what I mean? And I've been kind of going along with my back. My lower back's been out of place. I went to a chiropractor today, as a matter of fact. So I'm kind of taking it easy. I'm going to rest tomorrow for my upcoming shows. But I've been putting ice. That's a rough thing when your lower back is out, man.
Definitely it is. And one thing I'm going to tell you guys, we're not getting younger. And there is a website, which is Etsy. Well, as you guys know, we are on Etsy. And Etsy is where Chuck sells his handmade products that he has one piece or maybe two pieces off, and then that's it. Now, the reason I mentioned that is because recently there's been some people in Europe that have been trying to buy out a lot of the Chuck's original projects. So if you guys are interested out there, anybody, before they run out, because Chuck, you know how it is, you're not going to be making any more for some time. If you want to get any stuff, go into Etsy and look and see what's available from Chuck. And one exciting thing I'm going to put up for sale, it's going to be a costly price because unfortunately it's a very hard item that Chuck took months to do. And because of the project involved, it's not going to be a cheap product, but it's called, and everybody got, all you guys have heard of Robert Houdin. Now, Robert Houdin is the famous clock watcher or clockmaker / magician from the 1800s, which Houdini, when he went to sea when he was very young, added the I to Houdin and called himself Houdini.
That's correct, yes.
And, well, Chuck created, the only one that we know of is in Dave Copperfield's collection, which is called The Pastry Chef. You can see on my YouTube channel, House of the Unusual, you can see Chuck performing The Pastry Chef when he had it before he boxed it up and sent it over to me. It's there, and it's going to be available for sale. I'm going to add it to the website between the next day or so, and I'm also going to add it on Etsy and probably eBay. I'm doing it because, we're going to try to minimize the collection because Chuck has quite a lot of apparatus he has made, and we're trying to eventually, my goal is to have some type of museum and put a lot of the stuff there so people can go see it. People will pay to go see all that original stuff from the 60s and 70s. I've been getting a lot of people telling me I should do that. And also, there's another thing. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but I'm supposed to make an appearance in Pawn Stars in Las Vegas with Mr. Rick there. And I'm waiting to hear, the casting director has been contacting me, and I supplied a couple of the products to see what I could take to the table. Now, the whole thing is, though, that she had contacted me a few months ago, and I didn't see her email until like 2 weeks ago. So I might have lost the opportunity because it was very close to the deadline, since they're going to be filming next season between now and May 1st. And I think by the end of February, anything that you had to put in had to be done before then. And I kind of added my products like February 26th, which was almost the very final hours. And so I don't know if I'm going to make it maybe to this coming season, but maybe the next. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm okay with it because in reality, whether I make it or not, when you go on the show, you really cannot mention much about your personal life or your business. So you're going to go in there, and if you own 10 businesses, you can bring the name up. They'll edit it out of the show. So in reality, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. But that's in the pike somewhere. So there's a lot of things happening right now. And Chuck has been super busy. We're working on some secret projects that we're going to bring out. And the idea is that everything seems delayed, but we have a purpose for that. The purpose is because we're working on products, and I'm not going to just unleash things to get people to view and buy. No, no, I'm going to do it when I'm ready. Since me and Chuck are hoping that this could be our retirement home and just do this for the rest of our lives. So we're building it up. Like right now, we have 5 books published on Amazon, starting with Skull Magic Unleashed, which was Chuck's first book, then How to Haunt with Magic, which might be making an appearance in the San Diego Bookathon. And then we have the third book, Alien Ball from Space, Unraveling a Cosmic Artifact, which is the book that I'm going to be having in Chiller, a few copies, and that's because the Alien Ball is going to be in display there in person. The other thing, the other book right after that was the Shadows of Time, the Chrono Shadow Initiative, which deals with everything from the Roswell crash to, you know, the other Roswell, the Glock, which is the Nazi Bell, the Ketchburg incident, the Montauk experiment, which many people know it as the Philadelphia experiment. It deals with time travel. It's a phenomenal book, and it has a great ending. I'm not going to divulge the ending, but it's a really nice, great ending. And then book number 5 just came out 5 days ago, which is Sherry's book, which is called The Entertainer's Wife. And that's a fabulous book, and if you guys haven't got it yet, get a copy. We don't know how much and how long it's going to be available, so make sure you guys get a copy as soon as possible. And there is another 3 books coming in the pike. They're going to be 2 are going to be Halloween theme books, so they'll probably come out in another month or two. And then the other one is it's going to deal with the pyramids and stuff and how the construction of the pyramids were. So there, by the end of this year, we should have about 10 books published. And I mean, that's a big goal. Chuck is working around the clock with Sherry, getting me information, writing stuff. I'm doing it. My wife is helping me, and it's tough. It's a tough thing, but you know what? We'll get it out there, and I hope you people who buy it, because I know quite a few books have sold, and people for some reason don't really leave feedbacks. You know, I guess they say they'll do it, and then they're like, wait. And so, you know, we do appreciate it if you guys can please take the time and give us feedback. Now, Chuck, elaborate a little bit on the experience you've had with Sherry's book and some of the shows, because I believe you've been showing it in the shows you do, right?
Yeah, right. You know what? I actually tell the audience, go to Amazon and check out the book. And I said, there's some great stories in there. And, you know, I've been spreading the word any way I can. And it was a lot of fun, you know, to help Sherry write the book. I mean, she would sit down with a laptop and, you know, and she would type different things to you and you would check it out and confer back and forth with her. And she did all this, you know, like you said, for several months. I mean, I was away for a while. I was in the Dominican Republic for about a week. And so when I'm down there, she's watching the grandson and she's also typing. And so it was kind of rough, you know, and then she took a week or two off because she was just too busy. And, you know, so, yeah, so it was like, you know, one thing after another, but she did get it done and she persevered. And I tell you what, it's a beautiful book. I mean, it really is. I think it's one of the best ones. It's a very well written. Like I said, I love the cover. The cover is phenomenal. And you know what? They're all reasonably priced. And you know what? The subject matter is great. I mean, you know, we deal with unusual things, obviously. House of the Unusual. I mean, you know, we deal with you know, different types of subjects such as aliens, the Betz sphere, you know, coming up the pyramids. I mean, just some amazing stuff. I mean, this is really cool subject matter, which I personally was always interested in. And I think a lot of the listening audience would be interested as well. You know what? We don't like boring things. So that's the main point.
There is one thing that's also exciting that's coming up ahead. I recently uncovered not the robot plans I've been looking for 40 years, you know, But I uncovered a set of plans that was published in Popular Mechanics, I think it was, or Science and Invention back in the 1950s. And it actually is a robot that was named, I forgot the name. I don't want to say it right now because of the reason there's some secrecy behind it. But Chuck, I'm going to send you the plans because I think you're going to love them.
Nice.
And I think it's a project that you should put together. It's a simple project, and it will be phenomenal to see the finished product. And I know you will enjoy doing it. And the best part is you're actually told how to do it in a step-by-step blueprint. I've had them in my storage, and in the process of last week, that I was, you know, the 4 days I spent reorganizing things and putting most of the stuff in bookshelves, I came across a lot of stuff I had no idea I had. Some very rare books I came across. I got a copy of, which is one of the things I wanted to take to the Las Vegas show, which is The Unmasking of Robert Houdin by the great Houdini. Now, this is a book Houdini wrote basically because one day in the early 1900s, before 1908, because the book was published in 1908, so let's say probably 1901 or 2, I'm not sure the exact date. I'm sure a lot of people out there can look it up on the internet and find out. But Houdini tried to approach the widow of Robert Houdin to meet her, and she wouldn't meet him. And he got so upset that I guess as a sore loser kind of thing like that, he put together a book entitled The Unmasking of Robert Houdin, which basically was to discredit Robert Houdin.
Yeah, he did a bad thing. And most scholars, of magic history and of Houdin and even Houdini, I mean, they do tend to agree that, what Houdini was saying just was not true, See, that's the thing about Houdini. When you read more about him, I mean, he was a talented man, don't get me wrong. But overall, he was a spiteful man, And he was a grudge. And yeah, he just turned against Robert Houdin, and he tried everything he could to discredit him. Basically, what he said, Eddie, the whole thing in a nutshell, was that all of his automatons, all of his watchwork pieces, which includes the trapeze artist Antonio Diavolo, the pastry chef, and there's a bunch of other ones. He said that he didn't build them. He said Robert Houdin had a Dutch mechanician named Oprey, and he had built everything. And it's just not true. I mean, there's just no proof of it whatsoever.
Well, you can tell that he was really spiteful because, if you just want to do something, you probably do a 150, 200-page book. He did almost 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
So, he really spent his time trying to get the point out. And I realized that. I realized that when I see a lot of the original Houdini stuff, that he was a man that if he didn't get his way, he wasn't too happy. He thought he was the best. He got insulted if anybody would probably talk him down or say – he wanted to be the man, and no matter what, he would do things. And that's the way life is. A lot of people don't realize that's how people are.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make people idols, then when we look around, they really weren't that nice people. They were people that in reality, they were spiteful. They were one of actually somebody told me, I forgot where it was in one of the movies. I used to love Andre the Giant in wrestling. In fact, I used to watch wrestling 4 times a week if I could. And he was my favorite guy and stuff. And then you hear that in real life, he was kind of a bully, like he would bully people and stuff because of his size. So in reality, you do realize that a lot of the people we look after and stuff like Houdini, I mean, that's one of the things. But anyway, I came across a signed copy of the book, and it even has a certificate of authenticity.
Wow.
That's done by the House of Lords, I think it is, or something like that, from London.
Oh, my.
So the book has a certificate of authenticity. And on top of that, I found a second book, but the second book is not signed by him. So I actually have 2 books of The Unmasking of Robert Houdin. And, that is really, really a phenomenal thing to find. I'm hoping that they can make it to Pawn Stars. Also, in the collection, I found a couple of books of Robert Houdin himself. The Memoirs of Robert Houdin in French, which is the very first publishing of that.
Wow.
And one book that I found in my collection, which really I'm trying to figure out whatever, is one of the original copies of Frankenstein's. There's Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. So it's an 1883 or something book. Now, I'm going to check to make sure it is a first printing. I'm almost positive it is. It says it. It's whatever. But I have a collection that, like I said, I've bought things over the years. I had no idea I had most of this stuff. And to uncover it last week, it was fascinating. I'm going to probably post some of the pictures on the blog of the website, House of the Unusual. And guys, I haven't really said much about House of the Unusual, the website, because it was running through a couple of headaches, couple of bleeps. Like, for example, there's been a bunch of people spamming the heck out of the site. And I had to take away where, let's say, for example, if you're going to post a blog, I have to make sure the blog is safe and me to be able to publish it. So I'm basically monitoring the site because, and I spoke to the people that built the site because I said, listen, we have to put some filters here because it's ridiculous the amount of spam I'm getting. And it's always the same stupid spam, whoever the idiot is. It says something like, I read your book, and after noticing that you did this, you sound like very knowledgeable in your subject. It's stupid. It's a generic thing. I know it's not a real human, and you have the same thing like 10, 15, 20 times. And you know, it's kind of like, remember, Chuck, our friend, and we know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
That decided to spam my other site that I had originally with Wix.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, you know, the website, it's a WordPress site. It's a beautiful site. But, you know, I want to get more people involved in it. And I was thinking of, making the site my sole, the direct sales tool, like all my items would be there and that's it. But I still have Etsy. I still have eBay. And, you know, most of my sales come through either eBay or Etsy. And my site, you know, the site itself, you have to, you know, advertise it and all that stuff. And it's got almost 3,000 views in the last month or whatever. So it's being watched. It's being, people are going to it. But I want to become more active with it. And having said that, you know, like I said, let's see what happens, and I'll be promoting it more because I want to make sure all the nicks and stuff are fixed up. And then I'm going to be sending mass newsletters to all the people that are registered so they know of any upcoming events and stuff. So, Chuck, we have about a minute left. Why don't you say whatever last words you like to say?
All right. Hey, thanks for stopping by, folks. I mean, we always appreciate your views and your listening. Stop back again. If you have any comments, contact us, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, we do. And one thing I'm going to say, guys, is very important. Any book that we make, you can go to Amazon and look up. If you look up House of the Unusual, which is the publisher, actually, you're going to get just the podcast. But if you put Eddie Guevara or Chuck Caputo, you're going to get all the books we have.
That's correct.
So anything, we appreciate it if you buy it on Amazon because, you know, it's kind of a pain to ship and get books together. And, you know, I just don't have the time for that. So if you're interested in the book, I would love for you. Now, there is a thing there that says if you want a copy that's signed by us, it's $50 on the site. But the only reason we put that is because then I would have to order the copy, pay the full price, obviously, and then I would have to ship it to Chuck myself to sign it. So it, basically, we're just breaking even because the shipping is going to cost at least $5-$10 each way. So the point I'm trying to say to you guys is if you can buy it on the site, I mean, Amazon, that's exactly what we'd like for you to do. Having said that, Chuck, God bless, man. Have a beautiful week until next week, and thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. God bless.